Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata 153, Behold, Dear God. That's music that he wrote for the second Sunday after Christmas, which is today. And it was first heard January 2nd, 1724, in Leipzig. The soprano was Ruth Holton, the alto Sista Buvalda, the tenor Knut Schalk, and the bass Bas Ramselaar, with the Netherlands Bach Collegium, led by Peter Jan Loysink. You are listening to Biscuits and Bach this morning on 89.9 and WDAV.org, and music comes from the Catherine and Wilton Connor Broadcast Studio. World-renowned pianist Orion Weiss joins the Charlotte Symphony for concerts on January 10th, 11th, and 12th. Weiss has a very wide-ranging repertoire, which will be evident on this program with the CSO, because he's the soloist for not one, but two selections, by Stravinsky and also by Johann Sebastian Bach. I was able to interview Weiss, and I asked him about putting these two works on the same program.
You know, I'm not sure how it got to this. With you know, Jerry Lynn Johnson, who's the conductor I'm playing with, I think she maybe knew that I was suggesting doing Stravinsky Concerto for Piano and Winds along with a Bach concerto, just because Stravinsky is sort of in his neoclassical style, in the way that the affect of each movement doesn't really change. And there are Baroque elements to that concerto that maybe it would be illuminated by hearing Bach next to it. And so she and I discussed a little bit which Bach concerto we could do. And there are seven to choose from. And we ended up doing one that I've always wanted to play but never played before, which is the concerto in F major, which is an arrangement of a G major Brandenburg concerto. And it's wonderful. And, you know, it's every piece of Bach you get to learn for the first time. You think, why is this not the most famous piece in the world? It's just so amazingly, it's intricately, beautifully put together, so perfect and thrilling to learn. So, yeah, that's the program, is Stravinsky and Bach, two keyboard concertos.
That's from hundreds of
years apart, yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool that you've just learned this Bach keyboard concerto for this concert. Is that right? Or some concerts this year?
No, it's actually just going to be for this concert. But you never feel like it's, at least with playing the piano, you don't feel like any work is lost. I have to say there are a lot of concertos that I've played only once, but they're still part of me in some way. And I know I'll come back to them hopefully someday. But even if I don't, you know, having played a great work of any composer adds to your depth of understanding of all other composers, and you just learn all the time. And I know I'll run out of years before I run out of music, for sure.
So learning this one, you're saying when you go back and play another Bach concerto,
yes,
that you know.
What I think. I mean, I'm playing the Goldberg Variations this spring also, and I have this project to record the seven Bach toccatas. But just playing this music and experiencing and playing with an orchestra, if it was the only Bach concerto I ever played, it would be enough, because it's such great music.
You're going to play this Bach on a piano, not a harpsichord. Is that right?
That's right. That's the plan, is on a piano. The harpsichord is a whole different feeling. And I did a concert years ago where I ended up playing some continuo on a harpsichord. And it's wonderful. But it would take more practice to really get used to the, not just the feel of the instrument, but just the style and learning to do appropriate ornamentation that you don't really need to do on the piano, because you have volume control on the piano and that you don't really have on the harpsichord. And the piano, you can make a crescendo between five notes. So you can make a phrase and a decrescendo between another five notes, so that you can make it up and down. In a harpsichord, you have one volume, no matter how hard you hit the key, and you have to do shaping with timing and ornamentation. You end up doing some of that on the piano too, but it's just a whole different animal. And I'm more used to my particular keyboard instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also think it works. Bach sounds great on the piano too.
Yeah, he does. I mean, it's too bad he couldn't hear himself on a modern piano. But I guess he did get to hear himself on a forte piano.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I feel like Bach is one of those composers that it's pretty hard to find an instrument that it doesn't sound good on, just because the music is, like, good. And if you play with expression and taste, then it works.
Pianist Orion Weiss will join the Charlotte Symphony for concerts on January 10th, 11th, and 12th at Knight Theater. He'll be soloist for Stravinsky's Concerto for Piano and Winds and Bach's Harpsichord Concerto No. 6. By the way, if you'd like to hear my full conversation with Orion Weiss, check out the Piedmont Arts podcast. You can find it at wdav.org/subscribe. Let's listen to Weiss play Bach next. Here he is with Bach's Overture in the French Style.